The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on March 31st, 2009, in Tartu, Estonia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 34. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tadvedi pranipatena. Tadvedi pranipatena. Paripashnena sevaya.
Paripashnena sevaya.
Upadekshanti te jnanam. Upadekshanti te jnanam. Gyananas tatvadarshinaha. Gyananas tatvadarshinaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport, the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharman susakshad bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive this knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri
Vijata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, having a spiritual master is a very important thing. I know from my own life how difficult it was before I had Guru. I was struggling like anything. Years and years and years of struggle. But as soon as I surrendered to my spiritual master, my troubles were finished. No more material anxieties. It's such a nice program.
It's a nice ilus program.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna Vyadus.
Prabhupada explains that when you take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, your deathlessness begins immediately. You attain immortality from the moment of diksha. Provided you remain obedient to the orders of the spiritual master. It's just like there is a lamp here, you see. Turn the lamp on. Yes. Now, unplug it from the wall. It's a very nice lamp. But if it's not plugged in, it loses all of its illuminating power. So Krishna is the powerhouse. The disciple is the lamp. And the spiritual master is the wall socket. So now you can reconnect the disciple with the spiritual master. Yes, now the disciple, he is luminous. Because through the medium of the spiritual master, he is connected with Krishna. He has achieved immortality. But he has to remain plugged in.
aga ta peab jääma ühendatuks.
If at any time he disobeys the vow he took at initiation,
et igal hetkel, kui ta rikub siis neid vanded, mida ta on annud initsieeringu ajal,
what happens?
Mis juhtub?
Unplug it again. Yeah.
See juhtubki.
That's right. Illumination finished.
Et see valgustatus kaob.
But even if he falls down,
aga isegi, kui ta langeb,
if he again picks up the order of the spiritual master, plug it
in. Kui ta uuesti võtab, siis tõsab üles vandusõpetaja juhenduse.
Plug it in. Then again he becomes re-established, you see.
Siis uuesti on ta ühenduses.
So even if he has difficulty along the pathway,
isegi kui ta siis sellel teel on raskusi,
if he picks himself up and again reconnects with the instructions received from the spiritual master,
kui ta ennast uuesti tõstab ülesse ja ühendab ennast vaimsõpetaja juhendustega,
then he regains his luminous transcendental nature.
Siis ta saavutab oma valgustatud vaimse olemuse.
So it is a very important thing.
See on väga oluline asi.
One has to be connected with Krishna.
Inimene peab olema ühendatud with Krishnaga.
You may say, well, I want to be connected with Krishna, but not through the spiritual master.
Inimene võib öelda, et ma tahan jah olla ühenduses Krishnaga, aga ilma vaimse õpetajata.
Unplug the lamp.
Siis juhtub see.
Yeah. He says, I want to be connected with Krishna, but not through the spiritual master. So how will he connect? How will the lamp connect? In the air?
Inimene võib öelda, ma tahan olla ühenduses Krishnaga, aga ilma vaimse õpetajatega. Aga sellisel juhul, kuidas see lamp siis üldse saab põleda?
You should have been filming all this. Too late now. Too late now. How will the lamp connect with Krishna, with the powerhouse in the air? You see, Prabhupada said, don't take a spiritual master in the air. You must make a spiritual master concrete.
Õpetaja peab olema kindel, konkreetne.
So that is the wall socket, you see. That is concrete, pragadin.
Ja see ongi kindel, eks ole. See pistiku pesa, see on kindel, konkreetne.
So, in this way, we have to seek out a bona fide spiritual master.
Ja sellisel viisil tähendame siis üles leidma autoriteetse vaimse õpetaja.
And we have to remain true to our initiation vows.
Ja me peame jääma väga kindlaks oma initsieeringu vannete.
Every day, at least how many rounds?
Iga päev vähemalt kui palju ringe?
How many? 16, yes. At least 16 rounds every day.
Vähemalt 16 ringi iga päev.
Is 15 okay?
Kas 15 on okay?
No. What about 15 and a half?
Ei ole. 15 ja pool.
Or 15 and 3/4.
Või siis 15 ja 4/4.
Or 15 and 7/8.
Või 15 ja 7/8.
No.
Ei.
You can't even short it by one bead. 16 rounds is 1,728
beads.
If you only chant 1,727 mantras, then you've disobeyed the order of the spiritual master.
Ja kui te kordate ainult 1,727 mantrat, siis te ei ole järginud vaimsõpetaja.
So you must do minimum 1,728 repetitions of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day.
Ja siis te peaksite iga päev tegema 1,728 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra kordamist vähemalt.
And follow how many of the regulated principles?
Ja kui palju siis neid printsiipe järgida?
Do we have to follow all four of them or is three okay?
Kas me peame järgima kõiki nelja neist või ainult kolm on ka piisav?
A little illicit sex here and there. Or maybe a little meat or a little marijuana here and there is okay or not? Absolutely not.
Absoluutselt ei.
Strictly forbidden.
Täielikult keelatud.
No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no gambling. So if one will stick to these principles, chanting at least 16 rounds every day, strictly follow these principles, then the bona fide spiritual master guarantees to deliver that disciple back to home, back to Godhead. He guarantees it.
Ja kui me järgime neid nelja printsiipi, kui kordame kuusi singi, iga päev siis vaimne õpetaja annab vande, et ta vabastab ja viib õpilase tagasi Jumale juurde.
So therefore, an intelligent person
ja seega, arukas inimene,
seeks out a bona fide spiritual master
otsib ülesse, autoriteetse vaimse õpetaja,
and makes this commitment to chant at least 16 rounds every day and follow these four regular principles.
Ja teeb selle pühendumuse, selle vande, et korrata uusi singi vähemalt iga päev järgi neile printsiipi.
Such a person is guaranteed to escape the cycle of breath and death.
Et selline isiksusele on garanteeritud vabanemine sünni ja surma ahelast.
So we are requesting all the people here in Estonia
seega me siis palume kõikidel inimestel siin Eestis
to take these instructions coming from Srila Prabhupada.
Et võtta neid juhendusi, mis tulevad Srila Prabhupadalt.
And make their lives successful.
Ja et nad teeksid oma elud edukaks.
Do not remain lost in the cycle of birth and death.
Et ärge jäägi eksinuks sünni ja surma ahelas.
Sometimes a human being, sometimes an animal, sometimes a tree.
Mõnikord inimolend, mõnikord loom, mõnikord puu.
Take this human life very seriously.
Võtke seda inimelu väga tõsiselt.
Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Leke varju peal vaimse õpetaja juures.
Give your life to Krishna.
Andke elu Krishnale.
Be determined, this will be my last birth in this material existence.
Olge kindel, et see on minu viimane elu selles materiaalses eksistentsis.
And if you make this your determination,
ja kui te teete selle, seda väga sihi kindla,
from within your heart, Krishna will guide you to the bona fide spiritual master.
Siis Krishna teie südames juhatab teid autoriteetse vaimse õpetaja juurde.
He will reveal to you, this person is your spiritual master.
Ja Krishna avaldab teile, et see vaimne õpetaja, või see isiksus ongi.
And he will give you the understanding how to surrender to that bona fide spiritual master.
Ja Krishna annab teid teadmise, kuidas siis alistuda sellele vaimse õpetajale.
This is the sum and substance of the whole Bhagavad Gita.
See on kogu Bhagavad Gita tuum.
Because Krishna said,
siis Krishna ütleb,
yei mei bhakta jana parta, na mei bhaktas chate jana, mad bhaktanam che yei bhaktas, te mei bhakta tamamata. The one, he says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee.
Et Krishna ütleb Arjunale, et see, kes on minu pühendunu, ei ole minu pühendunu.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Aga see, kes on minu pühendunu, pühendunu, tema tegelikult.
So one has to find a devotee of Krishna.
See inimene peab leidma Krishna pühendunu.
A pure devotee of Krishna.
Puhte Krishna pühendunu.
Who does not deviate from the orders of Krishna.
Kes ei kaldu kõrvale Krishna juhendustest.
And surrender to him.
Ja alistudab temale.
That is Krishna's instruction.
See on Krishna juhendus.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Ma võin küsida, kas on küsimusi. We have a couple of questions.
From this question?
Yeah, but it's in Estonian.
Well, you better translate it for me.
Yeah. So the first question is, actually, you have answered this question already. You have already answered this question. But I must just read it. What is needed for the soul to get to the spiritual world? And are the qualifications the one and the same for everybody?
You have to, like we just explained, everyone has the same responsibility. They have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, follow his instructions.
Et see ongi see küsimus, millise kriteeriumid järgi saavad hinged vaimu maailma, kas kriteeriumid on kõigil ühesugused, mis vaimu õpetaja ütleb, et nagu me seletasime, et iga üks peab võtma selle vastutuse, et siis leida vaimu õpetaja.
Another question? Is that the only one?
Ja siis on teine küsimus. What is the system of life in the spiritual world?
System?
System of life,
yes.
In the spiritual world and
simply celebration.
And actually, the second part of the question is, are there any suffering in the spiritual world?
Absolutely none.
Et küsimus on selline, et milline on elukorraldus vaimu maailmas, kas ka seal on omad kannatused? Ja vaimu õpet ütleb, et seal on alati pidustus ja absoluutselt mitte mingisuguseid kannatusi.
Pure enjoyment, that's all.
Puhas nauding.
Not even a pinch of suffering.
Isegi mitte tükikest kannatusi ei ole.
It's nectar.
Pure nectar. Puhas nectar.
You don't have to worry about getting a job.
Ei pea muretsema töö pärast.
You don't have to go to the dentist or the doctor.
Ei pea minema hambaarsti või lihtsalt arsti juurde.
You don't have to worry about terrorist attacks.
Et ei pea muretsema terroristide rünnakute
pärast. Or global warming.
Ei pea muretsema globaalse soojenemise pärast.
Or global freezing.
Või siis globaalse külmenemise pärast.
You don't have to worry about anything.
Ei pea muretsema mitte millegi.
You just enjoy eternally in the association of Krishna and his devotees. You chant. You dance. You feast. You can eat unlimited amounts of prasadam without getting sick. And without getting fat also. Whatever you actually in any, you just unlimited nectar available then.
Et see on siis lõputu nektar, mis on olemas ainult maailmas.
You never get old.
Te kunagi ei jää vanaks.
You never lose your hair.
Te kunagi kaotama juukseid.
You always remain young and beautiful.
Alati olete noor ja ilus.
Just like Krishna is always young and beautiful, his devotees are also always eternally young and beautiful.
Just nagu Krishna on alati noor ja ilus.
Nobody has to wear glasses.
Mitte keegi ei pea kandma prille.
Nobody's hard of hearing, needing a hearing aid.
Mitte keegi ei ole kuulmisprobleeme.
Nobody has a sore knee.
Mitte kellelgi ei ole siis ütleme haige põlv.
Or arthritis.
Või artriit.
There's no suffering. It's just pure nectar.
Ei ole kannatusi. See on puhas nektar.
You don't have to worry about going to school and passing the exam.
Ei ole probleemi minna kooli ja eksamid läbida.
You don't have to worry about paying the bills.
Ei ole probleemi, et maksti üüri.
You don't need money then.
See pole vaja raha.
Because everything is free.
Kõik on tasuta.
Everything is free.
Kõik on tasuta.
Free housing.
Tasuta majutus.
Free clothing.
Tasuta riietus.
Free food.
Tasuta toit.
Free transportation.
Tasuta transport.
You don't have to pay money for anything. And even if you did have to pay money for something, the desire trees can give you unlimited wealth just by your desiring to have it. So everything is there. It's not lacking in any way. There's only one thing lacking there right now. And that is that you are not there. So, fill the missing gap of the spiritual world, namely your absence. By going back
there.
Krishna is missing you. He wants you to come back to him. You are his beloved child. And he is brokenhearted that you are suffering now in the cycle of breath and death. So, come back to the spiritual world. Regain your eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord in loving service. Mataji, you have some points you'd like to add?
I have a lot of things to say.
All right.
Come on.
The question. Spiritual world has no suffering, but yet Prabhupada has described that this practicing Krishna Bhakti here is as same as in spiritual world.
It's what? It's here, it's what?
It's in a it's like in a spiritual world.
It's the same, non-different.
Non-different. Mm-hmm. So it is same. Then why sometimes we find it difficult and very suffering condition even to do the devotional service.
So that's your question? Do you want to answer that or do you want me to answer it?
It is that we find it bitter. So some the same way, even though there is no suffering in the spiritual world, when we go there, we find that devotional service would be bitter. So where is the question of going there? there was, if we go, like you give many times the example of a Christian going who has a
taste for meat,
will go up there, and if they have a taste of meat, they'll ask for man, they'll have a mech attack. So, same way, the devotees who have an attack of not wanting to do the devotional service, when they go there, they will find a similar situation then, but that isn't that a suffering?
Yeah.
How we say it is very glamorous, they're very nice, but if we cannot practice here, how are we going to go there? And if we go there, then we're going to suffer there.
Right. Do you want me to respond?
You can talk about it.
All right. Mataji has made a very good point. You see.
This is applying for all the devotees who are practicing, not the neophyte, but those who are advanced also.
Yes. She has made a very, very good point.
Translate
it, yeah.
Et siis Mataji, kuru ütleb ette ka, et Mataji on väga hea mõtte välja, on väga hea pointi. Mataji räägib seda, et me räägime, eks ole, et vaimses maailmas ei ole mitte mingit kannatusi, aga samas Prabhupada ütleb, et kui me sooritame siin pühendunud teenimist siin maailmas, eks ole, siis see on sama, kui me oleksime juba vaimses maailmas. Aga samas me leiame seda, et tihti peale on väga-väga raske nagu sooritada pühendunud teenimist ja meil on nagu probleemid. Et seega nagu kuidas seda nagu korrektselt nagu mõista, et just kui kuru on tõnud tihti peale see näite, et eks ole, et Kristam, eks ole, kellel on liha maitse, eks ole, läheb vaimsesse maailma satub, eks ole, siis tal on see nii-öelda mäketäk, eks ole, et siis nagu burger isu tuleb peale ja siis nagu küsib, et oi, et aga mis see on ja siis öeldakse, et noh, sorry, meil pole siin ühtegi McDonald's, eks ole, tagasi minema. Et samamoodi, et noh, et meil ka nagu pühendunud, kellel võibolla tekib nagu raskus, ei ole nagu seda soovi nagu teenida või midagi, et siis on tal ka ju probleem ja see, kuidas ta saab nagu seal olla, et kuidas nagu seda mõista.
Not only that also, we think about, you know, I like this service, I don't like that service. I like to give big lectures, I don't like to do the deity worship. That also will be the attack and that will be painful there, because there is no lecturing there.
Et siis Mataji samuti ütleb ka seda, et mõni võib nagu öelda, eks ole, et mulle meid loengud anda, aga mulle meid jumalasse teenida. Ja siis ongi nagu see, et jällegi, et üks teenime meelde, teine meelde, eks ole, vaimses maailmas ei ole mingid loengud ja seal nagu ei jutlustata, eks ole, aga vaimses maailmas ei ka nagu, et no, siis on ju valus või nagu kannatus on nagu see, et sa ei saagi seal teha nagu seda.
The point is, one has to enter into the Vaikuntha atmosphere here and now.
Mõtlen selles, et siis inimene peaks sisenema Vaikuntha atmosfääri siin.
That same blissful nectarian atmosphere of the spiritual world, one has to learn to enter into it now by willing to do anything and everything for Krishna right here and right now. That's the point.
Et inimene on valmis siis sisemasesse vaid kunda atmosfääri, ole siis valmis tegema igat teenimist Krishnale siin ja praegu.
If one says, I like this service of giving lectures, but I don't like doing the puja.
Aga kui keegi ütleb, et mulle meeldib anda loengut, aga mulle ei meeldib teha puja.
Then he's not qualified to go back to Godhead.
He's,
if one says, well, I will give lectures, but I won't do puja. Then he's putting a condition on his devotional service. If one says, I like to eat the bishana, but I don't want to cook it.
I don't want to serve
the prasadam, I just want to sit and eat. If we put conditions on our service, then we're not qualified to go back to Godhead. Our qualification is when we're completely unconditional. We will do anything and everything that Krishna and Guru wants us to do. Anything.
Kvalifikatsioon on see, et me oleme tingimuses sõltumatud. Et me oleme valmis tegema kõike, mida Krishna ja Guru meil soovivad.
No conditions.
Et ei ole mingit tingimusi.
We're willing to completely forget our own sense gratification.
Et me oleme valmis täiesti unustama ise enda meelte nautimise.
And just do whatever will please Guru and Krishna.
Ja oleme valmis tegema kõike selleks, mis rahuldab Guru ja Krishna.
Mataji has made a very good point.
Et Mataji, mis tõi väljas, on väga, väga oluline, väga tähtis.
Just like I give lectures, I enjoy giving lectures. And if I think, well, I'll be a devotee if I can give lectures, but if I have to do deity worship, I wouldn't want to be a devotee. And just, you see, then I would be an imperfection.
et kui ma näiteks mõtleksin seda, et jah, et mulle meeldib olla loengud, aga mulle meeldib teha nagu jumaluse teenimist, eks ole, siis tegelikult see on nagu ebatäiuslikkus.
Devotee has to be willing to do, he's eager to do whatever the needful is, whatever needs to be done, he's willing to do it.
Pühendunu peab olema siis valmis tegema kõike, mida on vaja teha.
If a lecture needs to be given, he's happy to do that.
Kui loengut on vaja anda, siis ta on rõõmus seda teha.
If deity worship needs to be done, he's very happy to do that.
Kui jumaluse teenimist on vaja teha, siis ta on rõõmus ka seda tegema.
That is pure devotion.
See on puhas pühendumus.
So anything else you wanted to add?
Kas midagi veel maatasin on lisada?
There is suffering in the spiritual world. If you don't want to do anything, there is suffering, right? There is pain. No, I don't like.
No. If one is in the spiritual world and immediately one thinks I don't want to do this for Krishna, then you're already in the material world as the thought is manifest. Those thoughts don't exist in the spiritual world.
Siis Guru Mahatas ütleb, et noh, aga sellisel järeldades vaistusvaimus ikkagi on kannatus, eks ole, aga Guru ütleb selle peale, et nii peal kui inimene nagu mõtleb...
Instantaneously, when that thought is there, you're not in the spiritual world anymore, you're in the material world.
Mõtleb kas või hetkekski seda, et ma ei taha teha näiteks mingit teatud teenimist.
Without even so much as one nanoseconds delay.
Isegi mingi nanosekundi vähe võrragi sa inimene mõtleb niimoodi.
That's suffering.
That suffering is only in this material world.
Aga ongi, et selline see kannatus on jah, aga see on ainult siin.
In the mood of pure bhakti there is no suffering.
Et puhta bhakti meeleolus ei ole kannatusi.
As soon as we contaminate bhakti with our personal conditions, then that bhakti is tinged with suffering. Therefore, what does Krishna say? Bhaktyat pananya jashakka aham evang vidorjana gyatum dashchum tatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly.
Et ainult kõigutamatu põhendumuse läbi oled sa võimeline mind nägema ja mõisme mind sellisena, nagu ma siin
only seisa. In this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding.
Ainult sellisel viisil suudas sa siseneda minu mõismise nagu müstikasse või saladustesse.
The term used is undivided devotional service.
Ja mõisti, mida siin kasutatakse, on kõigutamatu pühendunud teenimine.
So, if there's no questions.
There is question.
All right.
How shall one prepare oneself to to receive the spiritual master or guru?
Yes. How does one prepare for accepting a guru? Yes.
Et siis Merike küsib, et kuidas inimene valmistab ennast ette, et võtta vastu vaimset õpetaja, mida on vaja selleks teha?
The preparation is to chant 16 rounds and follow the four principles.
Et ette valmistus ongi korrata 16 ringi ja järgida nelja reguleeritud printsiipi.
You have to show the spiritual master that you can stick solidly to these principles. And then when he sees that you are solid and steady in this practice, then he will be very happy to accept you as his disciple.
What about Krishna Prasadam?
Yes, that is included within the regulated principles automatically.
Et siis tongi, kui on õpetaja näeb, et sa järgid printsiip ja kord kusest ringi, siis ta on väga rõõmus võtma vastu siin kui õpilas, noh, kui aja jooksus ei ole nagu püsiv.
No meat, fish, eggs and no bugger.
Ja ma arvan, et kuidas on siis selle, kas peab süüa vaid lisa prasadamit? Ja siis kuna ütleb jah, et ei liha, ei kala, ei muna ja samuti ka mitte pogat. Et kõik toit, mida inimene sööb, on pakutud Krishnale.
Following the four regulated principles means don't eat any boga also.
Ja nelja printsiibi järgmine tähendab ka seda.
That's included automatically. It's understood within the four regulated principles.
Ja niimoodi see sinu tõb.
Ha?
Eat only Krishna prasadam.
Ja siis ainult Krishna prasadam söömine, et see on samuti üks siis...
If you don't eat any boga, then you have... You're either gonna... If you... That means you have to eat Krishna Prasadam, otherwise you're going to starve to death.
But there's no principle, there's no Buddha. Say no meat, fish or eggs. No intoxication, no illicit sex. no gambling.
No bugger, yeah.
No,
it's included, it's understood.
Which one will...
Huh?
Which
thing? It's understood not to eat any nonsense food. Prabhupada has described it like this. I read Prabhupada describes in this way.
Describes it, but if somebody knew, you just give them like four regulated principles, how would they know that there is...
Alright, do you understand that means only eat Krishna Prasadam also?
Right.
She understands.
She has been coming.
And for those of you who are listening on the internet, this also means only eat Krishna Prasadam. We want to make it, Mataji wanted us to make it very clear, and we appreciate this point. Only eat Krishna Prasadam.
Et need, kes siis praegu seda loengut kuulavad läbi internet, eks nad arvutsid tõmmanud või kuulavad, et mõiske siis seda, et nelja printsiibi järgi me tähendab seda, et süüa ainult Krishna Prasadam, et see on nagu seal, et see on oluline, see on vajalik. I just want to add that usually, like, if you give lectures, you always state this, that, you know, only Krishna Prasadam, and in the fourth for the day also you say that four regulated principles, chanting 16 hours at Krishna Prasadam.
So, what's the question?
It's not a question, I just wanted to add that you usually always point this out.
Yeah, we've many times explained that one should only eat Krishna Prasadam.
Et ongi see, et ma ütlesin, et Guru tegelikult väga tihti on seda kogu aeg välja toonud ja ütleb ka, et me väga tihti toome välja seda, et on saanud Krishna Prasad ikkagi sööma.
Being a vegetarian is not good enough.
Et see, et lihtsalt ole taime toitlen, et see ei piisa, sellest ei piisa ja ainuüksi sellest ei piisa.
The monkeys are also vegetarian.
Seda hafid ja pärdikud on ka ju taime toitlust.
And they cause all kinds of trouble.
Ja hafid teevad igasugust pahandust.
Especially in Vrindavan we have seen.
Eriti Vrindavanas.
We just came from there.
When
rickshaw driver, he's simply driving his rickshaw, the monkey jumps into the rickshaw and steals his glasses. And runs away with the rickshaw while says, what can a monkey do with a glass? But monkeys, they simply cause trouble, you see. Our kirtan, our famous, our kirtan leader, you know, Indra, our kirtan leader, famous kirtan leader. One monkey tried to steal his bead bag. When he was wearing it. You think the monkey wants to chant japa? No. They simply cause trouble, that's all. They're vegetarian. So if you're a vegetarian but you don't offer your food, then you're no better than a monkey. So therefore you must offer your food. Don't eat any, put anything into your mouth unless it's Krishna Prasadam. And don't let anything come out of your mouth unless it is Krishna Katha. Krishna in, Krishna out.
Krishna sisse, Krishna välja.
Only.
Ainult.
That is Krishna consciousness.
See on Krishna teadus.
So I guess we should... Yes?
Can I ask?
Yes?
I'm asking that usually like there are like some devotees who are like so much in the school, so much working, so many duties, that they may find like very, very difficult to always cook themselves and offer everything. So it's difficult. For
Khitri. Oh. The answer is Khitri.
Et ma küsisin seda, et on pühendunud, kes käivad koolis, tööl, palju aega läheb, palju kohustusi, aga siis on nii laske võibolla alati teha ise süüa ja pakkuda Krishnale, mida teha. Ja vastus on kitseri.
Khitri is very easy to make.
Kitserit on väga lihtne teha.
You put a pot on the stove.
Panete potti tiivi peale.
You put some rice.
Panete natuke riisi.
Some dal.
Natuke daali.
A little butter or oil.
Natuke võid või õli.
Salt, hing and chili powder.
Soola, hingi, sa saad pepida.
Some cut vegetables.
Natuke
some rice.
Kõgivilju ja riis.
You bring it to a boil, let it simmer with a lid on it until it makes a nice stew and then you offer it to Krishna. Anyone can learn to make nice khichdi. Even a little child can make khichdi. It's very simple thing. It's the poor man's feast.
Poor man's feast.
It's full of all vitamin values. It tastes great. And you can, it's very easy to cook. So there's no excuse. You just get a little burner and you make your khichdi. You can get a thermos and pack it and take and put it in the morning. You bake while you're chanting your rounds. You put it on the stove. You put it in the thermos and turn it on. And at lunch, you have very nice hot khichdi. Anything else? Yeah.
It's still connected to how to prepare yourself. So it's like, but how one prepares oneself for starting to follow the four principles. For example, starting to follow the principle of no illicit sex. As I understand it, the suppression of this sex desire doesn't help. So what else to do, or how to get rid of
this? How to get rid of the desire for illicit sex?
For example.
Yeah.
Et siis Merike küsib, et see puudutab ka seda, et kuidas on valmistada ennast ette nagu inseeringuks, kuidas valmistada ennast ette nelja printsiipi järgi näiteks, et illegaalne seksuaalelu näiteks eks ole, et ju ei piisa sellest, et seal suruda seksuaal soov iha alla, et kuidas nagu siis sellega hakkama saada korralikult.
Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina Rashavarsham Vyashopyasya Param Rishvanavartate. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 59.
Bhagavad Gita, teine peatükk, tekst 59.
The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment.
Kehastunud hing võib olla nagu loobunud meelte nautimisest.
Though the taste for sense objects remains.
Kuid sellegi poolest maitse meelte objektide vastu siiski jääb alles.
But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste.
Aga loobudes sellistest tegevustest kogedes kõrgemat maitset.
He is fixed in consciousness.
On ta kindel teadvuses.
So, it is very simple. You have to get a higher taste.
See on väga lihtne. Inimene peab saama kõrgema maitse.
This sex pleasure is very low class taste. You have to learn to relish Krishna consciousness. You see, the hog, he is very fond of eating stool. But would you like to eat stool? So, sex pleasure is like eating stool. It is dirty, nasty business. So, if one can get that taste for Krishna consciousness, then any time he thinks of having sex, he'll just want to spit at the thought.
Et iga kord, kui ta nagu, no tule kõrge maitsega ei mõtle nagu, et seksuaal mingisuguse elu peale, siis ta sülitab selle peale.
This is confirmed by Jamunacharya.
Et Yamuna Acharya kinnitab seda.
He has written a very nice prayer in this connection.
Ta on selles osas väga-väga hea palve kirjutanud.
Yadavadi mamacheta Krishna padaravinde Nava nava rasadamanun yataram tumasit Tadavadi bhattanari sangame smaryamani Bhavati mukushushtu nishtivanamcha. He says that ever since I have been engaged in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna,
et Yamuna Acharya ütleb, et alates sellest ajast, kui ma olen rakendanud ennast Sri Sri Radha ja Krishna armastusliku teenimisse,
tasting ever-increasing pleasure in that service.
Maitstes alati suurenevat naudingut sellest teenimisest.
Whenever the thought of sex pleasure enters my brain.
Et iga kord, kui siis seksuaal elu mõtteb minu ajusse sisenevad.
My lips curl with this taste.
Siis minu huuled nagu lähevad, tõmmuvad kokku.
And I spit at the thumb.
Ja ma sülitan selle mõtte peale.
So one simply has to develop this kind of taste by chanting Hare Krishna very nicely.
Et inimene peab siis seda maitset arendama korrates Hare Krishnat väga korralikult.
Becoming enthusiastic for devotional service.
Olles entusiastlik pühendunud teenimises.
Becoming eager to join in the kirtan.
Et olles väga-väga innukas ühinema kirtanaga.
Taking Krishna prasadam with deep relish, in a meditative way.
Et võttes Krishna prasadamit väga sellisel süvenenud meditatiivsel viisil.
In this way, the one will easily become transcendental to the so-called sex pleasure.
Ja sellisel viisil siis inimene muutub transcendentaalseks seksuaalnaudingute suhtes.
So, is there anything else?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
About that question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she was saying that just suppressing doesn't work. But human life means control. It's not suppressing, it's control. And the sex life is for procreation, and it's not for recreation, as mentioned by some great souls. I do not know who, but... And human life means control. If one cannot control, then it's like animal. So by controlling that sex desire, gradually one day you will develop a higher taste. So controlling, it's not suppressing, it's controlling.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give the fuel to the fire will burn. That's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. This lust can go on burning like a fire. As much fire you give that sex desire more to act on it and not controlling, it will burn more and more and more. You will never be able to conquer. One is never able to conquer. But by controlling and engaging the mind and that lust into higher purpose of the life, then one can do that. It's not suppressing, it's controlling.
Mm-hmm. Et siin siis Guru Maharaj räägib seda, et ei ole niimoodi, et me surume alla seksuaal iha. Et ei ole see, me kontrollime seda. Kaks erinevat asja, alla surumine ja kontrollimine. Et see, millest me räägime, see on selle kontrollimine. Et me peame õppima siis kontrollima, inimelu tähendagi kontrolli. Ja seksuaalelu on mõeldud ainult siis laste saamiseks, mitte nii-öelda siis lihtsalt naudinguks või nii-öelda puhkuseks. Et niimoodi on suured hinged öelnud ja seega peame just mõistma, et see ei ole alla surumine, see on kontrollimine. Ja niimoodi püsivalt siis seksuaaliha me siis saavutame kõrgema maitse. Ja seega ongi näiteks, et noh, tuli põleb, eks on vaatud, et tuli põleb ainult siis, kui sinna kütust juurde panna, eks ole. Ja see ongi, et kui me nagu siis mõistust rakendame nii-öelda iharatesse mõtet ja siis me lisame sinna tuld ja siis see kust ära. Et me peame kontrollima seda just mõiste, et mitte anna suruda, kontrollida.
So, any other question? Yeah.
So also connected with this, usually like ordinary people in this age of Kali Yuga, they use illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling to have this temporary pleasure. But I have like, I want to know if it's correct, that they do this because they have much suffering in their life, so much stress, they are using these sinful things because they give temporary pleasure
right.
to like relieve the stress.
Right.
So if you say someone that you should not do these things, he thinks, oh my God, I mean like,
right.
how do I conquer my stress then? So right. they have like in a witch circle.
You have to give them an experience of Krishna consciousness.
Et siis ma küsisin seda, et sellel meie ajastul...
You have to have wonderful Krishna conscious festivals here in Tartu.
Ma küsisin selle küsimuse, mis on seotud selle teemaga.
With incredible feasts, I mean real feasts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pakoras, chutney, halava, puri, sandesh, three subjis.
Uh-huh.
You know, really, you have a real feast.
Sorry, I will translate the question also. ma küsisin seda, et sellel meie ajastul, eks ole, tavalised inimesed, Kali Yugas, et nad on nii nagu, noh, kuna, eks ole, nendel on nagu nii palju stressi, nii palju pingeid, nii palju kannatusi on eludes, siis nad kasutavad, eks ole, neid printsiipe, eks ole, nad söövad liha, eks ole, seksivad, võtavad uimastavaid aineid, mängivad hartmängivad, kasutavad neid, kuna need annavad ajutise naudingu,
siis nad kasutavad neid paatuse tegevusi, et leevendada oma stressi, eks ole. Ja see ongi nagu see, et kui sa öelda nagu neile, et ära teine taas, siis hakkab mõtlema, et kuidas ma saan stressi, kuidas ma saan pingetega hakkama, mida ma teen, eks ole. Ja siis kuru ütlebki, et siis peab andma neile Krishna teaduse kõrgemat maitset ja siis korraldama festivale, et kus on, eks ole, suurepärane prasaad on, eks ole, halava, pakoorad, sundays, nii edasi, nii edasi.
That is very nice, but if it's not made with love, it's all useless.
Aga Matus ütleb, et see on väga tore, aga kui seda armastusega ei valmista, siis see on kasutu.
They were not fine at tasting it. Even a simple khichdi like Prabhupada, the devotees were saying that he made a urdal khichdi and the devotees ate, it was like coming from the spiritual world and they
It should be cooked by someone who's following the regular, who's initiated, and who's strictly following the principle.
Et siin vaatasid on välja selle, et seda peab armastusega valmistama seda pidusööki. Kas või näiteks nagu pühendatud rääksid, et Shila Prabhupada valmistas mingi uratali kitserit, väga, väga lihtne toiteks ole.
Or if you don't have such initiates yet, at least somebody who's strictly following the principle.
Ja siis, et pühendunud sõid seda tundsid, et see prasadama nagu vaimsest maailmast, et see on nii väga.
Because the consciousness of the cook goes into the prasadam.
Ja siis ongi, et kuru ütlebki, et koka teadus läheb prasadami sisse. Et seega ongi see, et inimene peab järgima nelja prinsiipi, et ikkagi, noh, et ta oleks puhas, et seda valmistada. Ja kui ole initsieeritud õpilasi, siis noh, ongi, et vähemalt see, kes järgib prinsiipi.
You shouldn't have lusty new bhaktas walking into the kitchen during the feast and lustfully looking over the what's going on.
Et ei tohi olla sellised nagu iharaid, uusi paktasid, uusi pühendunud, kes siis jalutavad nii-öelda pidusega valmistajal kööki ja vaatavad iharalt, et mis siin on.
And it must be prepared in a very pure way for Krishna.
Et siis väga-väga puhtal viisil tuleb valmistada toitu Krishnale.
No one should even think of enjoying the foodstuffs. Krishna has to be the first enjoyer.
Et keegi tohiks mõelda nagu selle toidu nautimisest, et ta peab mõtlema, et Krishna on esimene nautija.
So, we can we'll go ahead and stop here. And we thank you all very much for coming. We can, if anybody wants personal darshan this evening, we can, I'm open for personal darshan this evening. Question?
I wish darshan. I would like to personally.
All right, you want a darshan? Okay. All right, anybody else who wants darshan is welcome. You want also? After a half an hour? Okay, in a half an hour from now, we'll begin the darshans. So about around 10 till 8 or around 8 o'clock, we'll begin the darshans. Until then, if there's nothing else to do, then there can, you all can have kirtan. Who's the best kirtan leader? All right. Karuna Sindhu can lead kirtan. Jai. Hare Krishna.
Jai.